This is Senator Al Simpson. Each Congress, more than $1 million is spent passing laws to declare this National Moon Week or National Tufted Titmouse Month. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in this last Congress, almost a third of all the laws which we passed dealt with commemorative acts that are often rather harmless in nature until one realizes the added cost and time and money it takes to get one through Congress. Over $1,200,000 spent on commemoratives during the last Congress. Ted, even a great glut spender like you might agree that Congress should pass one big lump commemorative honoring the nation's taxpayers and dump this senseless and costly stuff out the window. Simple solution, a new board to establish commemoratives, perhaps. Instead of passing nice-sounding but often meaningless pieces of legislation, the Democrat-controlled Congress should be focusing on ways to reduce the deficit, protect the environment, or ensure a better education for our children.
Al, the worm has turned. You're a prolific supporter of commemorative resolutions. You've signed on to over 100 in this Congress, including one passed a few weeks ago, designating July 10th as Wyoming Centennial Day to honor the 100th anniversary of Wyoming's admission to the Union. As usual, Al, the remedy you're proposing is worse than the problem. In recent years, both the Senate and House have adopted guidelines to ensure that commemorative resolutions have broad bipartisan support and aren't misused for commercial or partisan purposes. Before you throw out the baby with the bathwater, Al, take a closer look at the good these resolutions accomplish. Often they're used by state and local governments and private charities to highlight their worthwhile activities and achievements. For example, when Congress designated July 2nd as National Literacy Day, organizations across the country coordinated their activities and won new support. Read my lips, Al. You can't say no to that. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the drug war and the Bill of Rights. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.